welcome to the Enlightenment Center conference call. This is your host, Jonathan Fisher. I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on tonight on this conference call. We have with us tonight a very special guest, a man by the name of Donald Carty, coming out of the Atlanta, Georgia region, and he's going to be joining us tonight as he awakens us and enlightens us to some new truths and principles and precepts that will allow us to attain the goals and the dreams that we all have. Donald Carty is an internationally known author, personal trainer, and development consultant. He is the president of the Personal Development Institute, which is a think tank that their purpose is to awaken people to a new way of thinking about what it is to be human and what it takes to make life more fulfilling and rewarding. Donald has written numerous books. He's the author of meditation series. You can definitely contact him at thedevelopmentinstitute.com, personaldevelopmentinstitute.com, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Donald, are you with us?
Yes. How are you, Jonathan? Thank you for having me.
No problem, Donald. I want to thank you for taking the time out tonight to be on this conference call. Tonight, I want to kind of delve into some of the things that you've been working on. These 17 principles, these 17 scrolls of success that you have put together that I think are phenomenal. And I want you to discuss, if you will, to those that are listening on the call tonight, let us discuss some of these precepts and truths that you have on these scrolls.
Sure. The I don't know if people are familiar with Napoleon Hill, but he did 20 years of research. He was hired by Andrew Carnegie, and he looked at several hundred millionaires during this period of time. He started his research in about 1907. Most people know Napoleon Hill through his best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, which is probably the only other book that's probably impacted people more in the area of success are, of course, the scriptures. But Think and Grow Rich went on to sell a lot of copies, but it was a condensed version of what was contained in the Law of Success in 16 lessons. The 17 scrolls are essentially the 17 principles that Napoleon Hill based that work on. It's actually based on 15 laws. How the scrolls came about was the scrolls are a way, as once you're starting to digest some of this material, whether it have been the smaller condensed version of Think and Grow Rich or the Law of Success in 16 lessons, it comes in a scroll form, so you can actually print them, and they're available for free on the website, personaldevelopmentinstitute.com. They're free to print, and you can frame them. You can put them on a mirror. You can use them to actually remind you of the work that you're doing. So I find them great as far as trying to get my mind in the right frame of mind that particular day. What I do still to this day is I'll use one different scroll each week, and I've been continuing to do that. The scrolls themselves, maybe what I should do is just kind of break out what those 17 principles are. The very first one that he talks about is developing a definiteness of purpose. And essentially what that is it's described as success and progress towards achieving your goals in life begin with knowing where you are going. Any dominating idea, plan, or purpose held in your conscious mind through repeated effort and emotionalized by a burning desire. And it's really important to understand that burning desire is a very important concept in what Napoleon Hill talks about. And you'll see as we start to go through some of this stuff. And I'm hoping, Jonathan, if it's okay, that at the end we can actually help people to develop a goal, because Napoleon Hill's actually given a six-step program that maybe we could outline, if that's all right with you.
Oh, no problem, definitely. I think that these truths and these precepts that you have put together are phenomenal, definitely needed for this time and this place. And so I think that the people that are on this call tonight, those that are listening on this podcast, as we post it on the website and on iTunes, I think that it will awaken and allow people to get into this atmosphere, this high level of consciousness, where they can obtain those goals and those dreams that they have.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So continuing on with with developing that definiteness of purpose, which is the first one, the first chapter in the first lesson, rather, in the 16 Laws of Success, which is the mastermind, This is one of the principles that comes out of that, which is one of the scrolls that I had mentioned early. So success and progress towards achieving your goals in life begin with knowing where you are going. Any dominating idea, plan, or purpose held in your conscious mind through repeated effort and emotionalized by a burning desire for its realization is taken over by the subconscious and acted upon through whatever natural and logical means may be available. Now, your mental attitude gives power to everything you do. If your attitude is positive, your actions and thoughts further your ends. If your attitude is negative, of course, you are constantly undermining your own efforts because the mind cannot focus on two opposing ideas simultaneously. The starting point of all human achievement is the development of a definite major purpose. And without a definite major purpose, you are helpless, or as helpless as a ship without a compass, or for that matter, even without a rudder. The second thing he talks about, and he talks about that a lot, is establishing a mastermind alliance. And this is a concept that's unique to Napoleon Hill. Now, others have come up with other names that they may call this certain things, and there's different ways. Essentially, what it is it talks about where two people get together who have similar interests and have that same desire to achieve the exact same goal, get together, a third mind appears. And this third mind helps them to work in that spirit of harmony. And when you're in that spirit of harmony, things start to happen for both of you because you're all operating out of this one mind. So a mastermind alliance consists of two or more minds working actively together in perfect harmony toward a common, definite objective. Through a mastermind alliance, you can appropriate and use the full strength of the experience, training, and knowledge of others just as if they were your own. Now, there are many people that use this mastermind alliance, and believe it or not, they're not actually using people that are alive today. They may have pictures of Lao Tzu, who's the master of the Tao. He wrote the Tao Te Ching. Some people use Jesus. Some people may use Muhammad, but you can have these things just by having the visual and thinking in your mind, what would this person say about this particular thing that you're discussing? Now, that may seem weird, but a lot of people actually do that. In his case, in Napoleon Hill's case, he had several hundred people that he could emulate, but because he was so close to Carnegie and Ford and all those other people there, and Wrigley, who were all around at that period of time, he had that real mastermind right present to him and drew all this stuff just through the research and development that he was doing. This is something also to realize. No individual has ever achieved success without the help and cooperation of others. Now, we all know that when you're starting to, or at least it's been my experience, that when I start to get a hold of an idea and I start to do something, there's always this tendency for the dissenters to come along and tell you that you may be going in a different direction. This little mastermind group that you form will help keep that focused, because once you form that third mind, it's quite an incredible thing to go through. And there's a number of different ways, actually, you can form that mastermind group with like-minded people. There's a wonderful, I don't know if you've heard of this place called meetup.com, Jonathan?
No, I never heard of that actual website.
But it's a wonderful place. You can actually, it's free, or it can be free, and you can actually form groups and gather people together of like mind. But that's something that people may want to look into. The value of gathering together those of a like mind is self-evident. A group of brains coordinated in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain, just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. Now, the next one that he talks about is the use of applied faith. Now, faith is awareness of, belief in, and harmonizing with the universal powers. Faith is a state of mind which must be active, not passive, to be useful in achieving lasting success. Close the door to fear behind you, and you will quickly see the door of faith open before you. Fear is nothing more than a state of mind which is subject to your own direction and control. And within the laws of success and within Think and Grow Rich, he goes through those six basic fears that we all must face on a daily basis. Now, faith will not bring you what you desire, but it will show you the way to go after it for yourself. The next principle that, or the next scroll, or the next principle, is going the extra mile. Now, strength and struggle, of course, as we all probably are aware of, go hand in hand. Render more and better service than you are paid for, and sooner or later you will receive compound interest from your investment. From my own personal experience, I've always believed that to do the extra thing, to go the extra mile, to do that little bit extra. And that may have come just from my activities being a lot involved in sports. You know, it's called that second win, that second effort, where you always put forward that little bit more. And what I've discovered during that thing is that you may not necessarily receive the reward from the place or the person or the thing or the environment within which that you're putting forth that second effort or going that extra mile. It may come next week, within the hour, next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, before you actually start to see those rewards. So patience is also an important thing when you're starting to use this applied faith. So faith will not bring you what you desire, but it will show you the way to go after it for yourself. The going the extra mile, I'm sorry, kind of lost myself there for a sec. Strength and struggle go hand in hand. Render more and better service than you were paid for, and sooner or later you will receive compound interest from your investment. And the end of the rainbow is at the end of the second mile. The quality of the service rendered, plus the quality of the service rendered, plus the mental attitude in which it is rendered, equals your compensation. The more you give, the more you get. And it's always been said many times that you receive through the same door through which you give. The next scroll that's there is assemble an attractive personality. A positive mental attitude is the right mental attitude in any given situation. Courtesy is your most profitable asset, and it is absolutely free. Emotions are nothing but reflections of your mental attitude, which you organize, guide, and completely control. Your personality is your greatest asset or your greatest liability because it embraces everything you control, your mind, body, and soul. So to be happy, make someone else happy. The next scroll is create personal initiative. It is better to act on a plan than is still weak than to delay acting at all. Procrastination is the arch enemy of personal initiative. And what's personal initiative? Well, it's contagious, succeeds where others fail, creates work, creates opportunity, creates the future, and creates advancement. Procrastinators are experts at creating alibis. Personal initiative is the inner power that starts all action. So remember, it is better to act on a plan that is still weak than to delay acting at all. The next scroll is build a positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude is the single most important principle of the science of success, without which you cannot get the maximum benefit from the other 16 principles. Success attracts success, and failure attracts more failure. And with all the thing that's been going around about the law of attraction and how this awareness has all been raised toward these things now, we found out that thoughts are things and we are what we think of. And it's brought forward a lot more books that have been written during that period that tell us all pretty much the same kind of things. It brings to mind Earl Nightingale in The Strangest Secret, Marcus Aurelius, and the likes. So build a positive mental attitude. Success attracts success, and failure attracts more failure. Your mental attitude is the only thing over which you, and only you, have complete control. A positive mental attitude attracts opportunities for success, while a negative mental attitude repels opportunities and doesn't even take advantage of them when they do come along. A positive mind finds a way it can be done. A negative mind looks for all the ways it can't be done. The next scroll is control your enthusiasm. To be enthusiastic, act enthusiastically. Enthusiasm is to progress towards success, is the progress towards success as gasoline is to a car's engine. It is the fuel that drives things forward. Enthusiasm stimulates your subconscious mind. By feeding your subconscious mind with enthusiasm, you impress upon your subconscious that your burning desire and your plan for attaining it are certain. Enthusiasm is a state of mind. It inspires action and is the most contagious of all emotions. And remember earlier we talked about gaining cooperation and forming your mastermind group. Enthusiasm is very important when you're gaining this cooperation of others. And enthusiasm is more powerful than logic, reason, or rhetoric in getting your ideas across and in winning over others to your viewpoint. The next scroll is enforce self-discipline. Self-discipline is the process that ties together all your efforts of controlling your mind, your personal initiative, positive mental attitude, and controlling your enthusiasm. Self-discipline makes you think before you act. The subconscious has access to all departments of the mind, but is not under the control of any. If you don't discipline yourself, you are sure to be disciplined by others. Without self-discipline, you are as dangerous as a car running downhill without brakes or a steering wheel. The next scroll is think accurately. Thoughts have power, are under your control, and can be used wisely or unwisely. Accurate thinkers accept no political, religious, or other type of thought, regardless of its source, until it is carefully analyzed. Accurate thinkers are the masters of their emotions. Accurate thought involves two fundamentals. First, we must separate facts from information. Second, you must separate facts into two classes, the important and the unimportant. Accurate thinkers allow no one to do their thinking for them. The next scroll is control your attention. Keep your mind on the things you want and off the things you don't want. It is much easier to focus your attention on something you believe will happen than on something you believe is unlikely. Controlled attention is the act of coordinating all the faculties of your mind and directing their combined power to a specific end. Positive and negative emotions cannot occupy your mind at the same time. Just like, remember, we talked about the two opposing thoughts. Independence starts with self-dependence. The next scroll is inspire teamwork. There is no record of any great contribution to civilization without the cooperation of others. Enthusiasm is contagious, and teamwork is the inevitable result. A good football team relies more on harmonious coordination of effort than individual skill. Most people will respond more freely to a request than they will to an order. And helping others solve their problems will help you solve your own. The next scroll is learn from adversity and defeat. Everyone faces defeat. It may be a stepping stone or a stumbling block, depending on the mental attitude with which it is faced. Failure and pain are one language through which nature speaks to every living creature. You are never a failure until you accept defeat as permanent and quit trying. Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before perfecting the electric light bulb. Don't worry if you fail once. Every adversity, every failure, and every unpleasant experience carries with it the seed of an equivalent benefit, which may prove to be a blessing in disguise. The next goal is cultivate creative vision. Creative imagination has its base in the subconscious and is the medium through which you recognize new ideas and newly learned facts. Synthetic imagination springs from experience and reason. Creative imagination springs from your commitment to your definite purpose. Imagination recognizes limitations. Creative vision sees no limitations. Your imagination, your imaginative faculty will become weak through inaction. It can be revived through use. The man who dipped a chunk of ice cream in chocolate and called it an Eskimo pie made a fortune for the 5 seconds of imagination it took to create the idea. The next scroll is maintain sound health. To maintain a positive mental attitude and develop a healthy mind and body, you must conquer fear and anxiety. Anything that affects your physical health also affects your mental health. A positive mental attitude is the most important quality for sound mental and physical health. Exercise produces both physical and mental buoyancy. It clears sluggishness and dullness from body and mind. If you haven't the willpower to keep your physical body in repair, you lack the power of will to maintain a positive mental attitude in other important circumstances that control your life. The next scroll is budgeting time your time and money. Tell me how you use your time and how you spend your money, and I will tell you where and what you'll be 10 years from now. Take regular inventory of yourself to learn how and where you are spending your time and money. The secret of getting things done is do it now. Time is too precious to be wasted on arguments and discontent. Some mistakes can be corrected, but not the mistake of wasting time. When time is gone, it's gone forever. And the final scroll is the use of the cosmic habit force. It takes a habit to replace a habit. All of your successes and failures are results of habits you have formed. The orderliness of the world of natural laws gives evidence that they are under control of a universal plan. For every result, there is a cause, and results are brought about through the use of cosmic habit force. First you get a habit, then the habit gets you. And that's the 17 principles that are contained within the 16 laws of success. And as I've mentioned earlier, they're available in scroll form, and they can be used as constant reminders of these principles that we just outlined. And as I had mentioned, Jonathan, did you want me to go into what Napoleon Hill's about setting a goal?
Yeah, we're going to get into the 6 principles of setting a goal. I just want to definitely thank you for giving us those 17 steps. Those 17 steps of success. One of the most important ones, I do believe, that one must always stay focused on, and that I personally think is one of my favorite, is the Mastermind Alliance.
Oh, yes.
Being able to get together with 2 or 3 more people of the same likeness, the same mindset, being able to come together and sit down and share ideas and build and comfort and teach each other and learn together is very important, that we come together with like-minded people and understand that how important it is for you to form that alliance. And I think that that's one of my most important other steps. I mean, just along with the applied faith or the adversity and defeat or the accurate thinking or the controlled attention or the self-discipline. I mean, all of these steps are definitely what's needed in order to succeed and achieve that goal that we have as we travel this journey called life. And I just think that it's very, it's very needed for this day and time, for these scrolls to be presented to us in such a way that we can apply them to our lives, not just to read them, not just to know them, but to apply them to our lives, to make them, to become them, and to become one with those 17 steps of success, that now we have become enlightened and have now become awakened to a high level of consciousness where we can succeed, and there is no limit as to what we can do, what we can be, or what we can have. And so I thank you for presenting those 17 steps to us tonight. And also, I want to let us discuss, if we will, the 6 steps of obtaining a goal.
Oh, sure. But I just wanted to elaborate on what you had said, because that's an important point. Because a lot of us are raised with this thought that knowledge is power. It's applied knowledge that's power. We can read all the books that we want, but if we're not actually applying these things in our life, they're useless. So it's applied knowledge, not just the knowledge itself. But this is what Napoleon Hill had written, or what he called the 6 definite. They're listed in 6 definite steps. Now, what I'm going to use, though, is I'll read it exactly the way that he wrote it. And it says, the method by which desire for riches can be transmuted into its financial equivalent consists of 6 definite practical steps. First, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It is not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. You have to be definite as to the amount. And there's a psychological reason for definiteness, which is actually covered also in the 16 steps, and we discussed it briefly when we were doing the scrolls. So the very first step is decide how much money it is that you want, and be very specific. Second, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money that you desire. Because there really is no such thing in reality as something for nothing. Third, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. And this is an important step too, because essentially, it's already available to us. We're just laying it out in our mind. Fourth, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you are ready or not, to put this plan into action. Fifth, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, name the time limit for its acquisition, state what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. And sixth, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning, and at periods throughout the day. And as you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. It's important that you follow the instructions described in these six steps. It is especially important that you observe and follow the instructions that I gave in six. So I'll read it again. Read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, once after arising in the morning, and several times throughout the day. And as you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of the money. Now, you may complain that it is impossible for you to see yourself in possession of the money before you actually have it. Here is where your burning desire will come to your aid. If you truly desire money so keenly that your desire is an obsession, you will have no difficulty in convincing yourself that you will acquire it. The object is to want money and to become so determined to have it that you convince yourself you will have it. And that's what Napoleon Hill wrote. Those were the six steps.
I think those steps are phenomenal. I actually like those six steps. I just want to add into those six steps what Napoleon Hill said, is that it's not so much wanting the money, but to become the money, which means that whatever amount that I'm writing down on that paper, I'm not wanting the money. I am that figure. That statement that I wrote on the paper, whether it's 2,000, whether it's 1,500, I have become that, which means that once I have become it, I'll become one with the amount that I've written down. But it's very important that we understand and know that there is no recession in our world. There is no such thing as a recession. I know in the world that we watch on the news and on CNN, they're saying that there's a recession. But us that are part of the Enlightenment Center, those that have come through the Enlightenment Center have been enlightened, we know that there is no recession. And once you understand and know that, I'm so glad that we have these six steps that we can use now to be able to create and to manifest any amount of money that we want, because we understand and know that we always have more than enough, because we constantly stay connected to the source, and we know and affirm that consciousness is our only reality. And so we understand and know that, so there is no recession that can never present itself in our world, because it does not exist. And so as we take these six principles, these six precepts that have been given to us, as we write down the amount, as we write down what we're going to use it for, what are we going to do in exchange, what service are we going to render in exchange to receive this amount of money, but most of all, to believe that we have already received the money that we're looking for, that we have become one with it, and that we're not separated from it, but we have become one with it, which means that we already have it. We just have to believe that it's ours and we will receive it.
Absolutely. You know, the only other thing I can say with that too is that within the book it talks about the golden rule, which also expounds on that too, because I guess that's the one caveat, is that when we're striving for these and attaining these things, the only real thing we have to keep in mind is do unto others as we would expect them to do unto us. And if we keep that in mind, that should keep us on a pretty straight path. Now, within that book too, it also has a code of ethics, which is really quite interesting. So it's got kind of listed out. I have that actually posted. It's a little bit lengthy for me to go over this evening, but maybe perhaps we can cover that at another time.
For those that are just joining in tonight, we have a special guest with us tonight, Mr. Donald Carty. He is the president and founder of the Personal Development Institute, and definitely go to his website, which is thepersonaldevelopmentinstitute.com. He's the author of a whole host of books. Actually, he has a phenomenal site with a free personality test, these 17 principles, these 17 scrolls that we gave you tonight are also available on his site for free. He has a whole host of e-books that you can download for free. I mean, he has a whole wealth of information that's empowering and informative and educational that will definitely uplift you and awaken you. And so I think it would be not even robbery for you to go to his website and to engage in some of that information that he has given us. But definitely he has some wonderful books, some audio CDs. He's going to definitely be in contact with us as we're going to be doing some workshops together here in the Las Vegas area. And we're going to be getting a lot of things put together. But he is a great mastermind and a great motivational speaker, as you will see as you connect with some of his works and how he brings things together to enlighten people. And one of the things that I like about him is when I first met him, he told me that the reason why he got into doing what he's doing is because of his passion. He wasn't concerned about making money. He wasn't concerned about being famous. He wasn't concerned about being on TV or on radio stations, about receiving awards. He was following after his passion. He was following after what he loved. And by doing that and following his passion and his love, he began to empower and enlighten people all over the world. And so I think it's very that we can take a lesson from that, to follow what your passion is, to follow what your love is, to go after the thing that you love, that passion. Because if you go after the passion and your love, the Bible says that your gift makes room for you, which means that the thing that you have within you, the gift, the talent, that it will make room for you and bring you before great men, that you would be able to be the person that you were created to be. And it's an honor and a privilege to have him on tonight because he took time out of his busy schedule. But he's a great speaker, author. Definitely go to his website and check his stuff out. Also, we're going to be doing some workshops together. Me and him are talking right now about putting together a workshop that deals with The Secret and What the Bleep, and another movie called The One. And so we're getting some things together to bring to Vegas. And so we're gonna be coming together and definitely enlightening people. And once again, I want you to go to his website, which is the personaldevelopmentinstitute.com. Those of you that are listening outside of the Las Vegas area, this is the Enlightenment Center. You can check our website out at theenlightenmentcenter.net. You can also email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Also, this recording will be posted on our website, and also sign up for our newsletter. We send out a weekly newsletter, and we also send out a monthly newsletter, and it will have the podcast on here. That way you can go back and listen to these 17 success principles that you missed and that you want to go over again, that you may want to have to put into your own library, into your own journal. And so we want to thank you for joining in for this call tonight. Also, we want to thank you to Donald Carty for taking the time out of his busy schedule to come and enlighten us with his principles and his precepts. And so just before we end, I'm going to let him have the last word and whatever he would like to say before we close out.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for those kind words. I guess I would like to just close with what Hill closed his book with, and it is that fear is the great destroyer. Banish fear from your life. It does not serve you in any way. Go forward in faith. Faith that you have destiny to fulfill. Fear not. There is, after all, nothing to fear except fear itself. And it is a mere phantom, a ghost that disappears in the light of awareness. Go on in full faith. Jonathan, did we mention that I also have they can pick up little snippets of a lot of these things right on my podcast as well?
Yeah, actually, you can give out your website and also allow them to go to your podcast.
Okay. Well, if you go to the website, which is personaldevelopmentinstitute.com or thepdi.com, the short version, just might make it a little bit easier to put in. But there's a whole ream of wealth of information that is available on there for free. It can help you to discover where you are. It can help you to kind of plan your own journey. As Jonathan had mentioned, there's a lot of e-books that are on there as well, but there's a tremendous amount of free information available on that side. There's a great little workup on the Law of Attraction, the Emerald Tablet. I've got things in there on desire, which is a very, very – this is one of the main focuses of Hill's work is desire, and we talked about that, Jonathan. And I'd like to thank you, Jonathan, very much for having me, and I'd like to thank all of you that have listened, and I hope that I've been able to give you a little bit of information. The 17 scrolls is a lot to cover in a short period of time, but as Jonathan had mentioned, they are available to download for free. And like I say, I use them, and I post them still to this day, and I read a different one every week. And the stuff of Napoleon's Hill work is what a lot of the present-day gurus have used to catapult them onto greater things. And one of the other things I think that's important that a lot of them say is that you can begin now where you are. The important thing is act now and to act as if you were already in possession of the thing it is that you desire. Thanks, Jonathan. Thank you all.
And we want to thank you tonight for those that have joined in. Also to Donald Carty for joining in tonight. And this won't be his last time on the call. We're going to have him in the future to join in with us as he gives us more precepts and gives us more in-depth analysis and enlightens us. We're going to have different special guests, but we want to thank him for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us. Again, check out his website, the Personal Development Institute. You can also go to the enlightenmentcenter.net, which is our website, and we have a new location. We're starting this Sunday at the Summerlin Library at 2:30 p.m. Also, check us out or email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Definitely stay connected with us because the Enlightenment Center is where dreams come true. I want to thank you for tuning into this call, and good night.
Good night. Thank you.